We continue discussing this sugya of hoyel. If we work in the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam says, "Hamavashel b'yontif l'kutim." If somebody cooks on yontif behalf non-Jews, or l'behema, or for an animal, or l'niach l'chayil, or to put it away for the weekday, ain't a likey. He wouldn't get malchus. Shilu bala archim. Had he had guests. So the Rambam is very clear, it seems, that he's passing like Rava, that he holds of Hoyle. On the other hand, if we really look at the words of the Rambam says, ain't a loika, you wouldn't get Malchus. But it seems that the Rambam holds that it's also. And why? If the Rambam is obviously subscribing to the concept of Hoyle, then it should be mutter. Furthermore, the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, says as follows: Yontif Shechali is Erev Shabbos. If Yontif falls on Friday, Ein Oifel Mavashim B'Yontif Mashu Oichel Lamacha B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. This is Zeh Midirei Soifrim. This is an Issa the Rabbonin, says the Rambam. Kedei Shlo Yovel Mavashim B'Yontif L'Choil, that a person shouldn't come to Chas V'Shalom cook on Yontif on behalf of the weekdays, because the person will understand. Shekava Chaymahu, if L'Shabbos ain't a Mavashal, if you're not allowed to cook on Yontif on behalf of Shabbos, Koshken L'Chol, you certainly can't cook on Yontif on behalf of the weekdays. L'Fikach, continues the Rambam, in Masr Tavshal Me'erev Yontif, if you prepared a food from Erev Yontif, your Erev Tavshilim, Shal Yisoy Mechalov, a Mavashal V'Oifer B'Yontif L'Shabbos, Hareza Mutter. And says the Rambam, "V'tafshel shamach alav hu anikra erev tavshilim." Here the Rambam seems to be passing like a Rav Chisda, Tzarchi Shabbos nasin b'yontif. So who does the Rambam passing like? The Magen Avraham says that the halacha is like Rambam, like Rava, and he says that the Rambam also holds, like Rava. But he adds that Rava also doesn't disagree with Rav Chisda. And Rava agrees that Tzarchi Shabbos nas b'yontif. But that wouldn't help. That would only help when you have Shabbos and Yontif. For being able to cook, or for able not to get Malchus from Yontif to Choyl, that you have to have Choyl. So in other words, what the Magen Avraham is saying is that Rava holds the both concepts. He holds Tzarchi Shabbos Nas Miyontif. And since Tzarchi Shabbos Nas Miyontif, you're allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Just Chazal told us make an Erev Tavshila. But that wouldn't help for what our Gemara begins with. Itmar Hoif Miyontif L'chol. For that, we need the concept of Hoif. But this is a very big chiddush. Because if you learn our Gemara, it seems that Rava and Rav Chisda are in total disagreement. Now it's saying that Rava and Rav Chisda aren't actually in total disagreement. Rava agrees with Rav Chisda. The Mishnah Berura in the Bi'ah Halacha says that the Rambam actually holds like Rav Chisda. But how does the Bi'ah Halacha, how does the Mishnah Berura explain the first Rambam that we just learned, where he clearly mentioned the concept of Hoyle? The Ramah in Simen Tuf Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Chav says as follows: Umishim is ana b'yontif. If somebody is fasting in yontif, osl vashel acherim, he's not allowed to cook on behalf of other people. Afilu letzarech by b'yoyim, even if the people are going to eat that food today, dava kamish loyniach erif. Because he's considered, says the Rama, similar to an individual who did not put down an Erev Tavshilin, she'ena mevash lacherim, that if you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, you obviously cannot cook. The Rama's words need to be understood. Number one, if we're subscribing to the concept of Hoyle, so number one, we could say Hoyle, that it could be shoyl on his nether. He could have his nether that he's not that he's going to fast be annulled, and then he could eat. It was subscribed, and therefore he could be cook. Furthermore, following the Ramaz statement that if I'm not going to be able to eat myself, I can't cook on somebody else's behalf. So let's understand, according to Ramaz, let's say you have a woman at home, the woman who's running the kitchen, and she's a vegetarian. She doesn't eat meat. So will she not be allowed to cook meat on Yontif on behalf of her family? She doesn't eat. The Achroinim don't understand this Ramah. The Ramah is actually quoting the Maimon Matcha, and the Achroinim have a very hard time understanding this Ramah. And the Mishnah Brura says clearly that even if you have a woman who's running the home, and even though she's not eating, she's allowed to cook on behalf of her family. I saw a tshuva from the Klaus Magareba and Shailos Tshuvas Chelik Divrei Yatzev Chelik Bei Siman Tuf Chof Chav Dalet. He says, we light candles when Yontif is on Friday and then we have Shabbos. We light candles Friday afternoon. Now, we're lighting those candles with Tzarech Shabbos. So we're saying in our Gemara that we can rely on Hoyl that guests will come. But here, when we're lighting the candles, so we're not lighting the candles on behalf of today. We're not lighting the candles because we need light in the room. We're lighting them with Tzarech Shabbos. And if the only time we could do something on Yontif is when we have a concept of Hoyl helping us, where is the Hoyl over here? The Gemara, later in Amos Sechta, Daf Samach Dei Zomen Aleph, says, HaShoicheres HaPesach B'Shvil Nemoilim, if somebody shechs a Karm Pesach on behalf of people who had a Bris Mila, V'choshev, and he considered Shiskapa by B'Zrikas Dam Areilim, but he had in mind that the Zrikas Dam should be half of Areilim, we have a Machloikis Amaroim. Rava says the Pesach is considered a Kosher Karm Pesach, and even though the Torah said, V'nirtzlo l'chapa olav, V'darshu, and the Pasuk, and the Chazal darshened, olav, V'loy al chaveiro, that if you shech the Karban Pesach on behalf of someone who's disqualified, that is only a problem if the other person is in the same category as you are. The Chaveiroi is a Bakapara, says the Gemara, and you're a Bakapara. But if you had in mind that an Oral should have a Kapara with the Karban Pesach, that the Oral is possible for Karban Pesach, then the carbon is not disqualified. Now let's think about it. Rav is the man that subscribed to Hoyle. So why is the Oral, asked the Mishaydim, not considered Bakapara? Don't, what do we say? Hoyl will be Yad Lomel. He could have a Bris Mila. To which the Rishonim answer that we don't say Hoyl when there's a Maisa required to achieve the Hoyl. In other words, guests showing up don't require any Maisa. But a Mila is a Mechusar, a Maisa. It requires an act to be done. Then we don't say Hoyl. Rav Chisda disagrees, because Rav Chisda holds in that Gemara on Daf Samach Beis that the Oral is considered Baal Kapara because he could have a Mila. And even though Rav Chisda in our Gemara is the man d'omer that doesn't hold of Hoyl, that's only because in our Gemara Hoyl is accomplishing a Kula, that you could cook Miyantav L'Choyl and Netgat Malkus. But over there, where the Hoyl will accomplish a Chumrah, that will disqualify your Karban Pesach, Rav Chisda holds of the concept of Hoyl. And we need to understand this Gemara. According to Rav Chisda, the person that I'm shechting or doing the Zrikas Adam on behalf needs to have a Mila. not only is, which is a significant activity, a significant act. Not only is it a significant act, it may even be also to do. Because we know that a mila shloi bezmano cannot be made on Yontif or on Shabbos. So if this is Erev Pesach Shechal b'Shabbos, that we bring the Karm Pesach, we know when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, but we wouldn't be allowed to do a mila shloi bezmano. So we need to understand, according to Rav Chisda, he's subscribing to Hoyle in that Gemara, even though it certainly requires a big act, a ma'aseh mila, much more significant than just guests showing up, and even it may be an act which is usur. Furthermore, Rashi says, who's this person? This is a person, Shemesu Echov Machmas Mila, that his brothers die, they have a history of being hemophilia X in the family, and that's why he didn't have a Mila. So certainly, it's a Mila that shouldn't take place. Yet Rav Chisda, all of a sudden, is subscribing to Hoyle. Rava is also difficult to understand. Yes, Rava is saying that we're not subscribing to Hoyle here because it requires a big Maisa. But on the other hand, it's a Maisa that I want to do. I want to have the Mila. Orchim is completely not in my control. So here, where we want the Mila to take place, it's in my control to make the Mila. Rava doesn't hold of Hoyle. And our Gemara, he does hold of Hoyle. The Gemara, earlier in our Masechta, and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, taught us Yoitzim B'Demai U'B'Maisa, that you could have matzah made out of Demai U'Maisa. Ask the Gemara, HaDemai Loi Chazilei, you're not allowed to eat Demai, answers the Gemara, Kivin Dibay Mafka L'Nichsei, since a person could be Mafka everything he owns, and then he'd be a poor person, and the Halach is that poor people may eat Demai. Ask the Gemara, ask the Rishonim, here we're relying on Hoyel Lakula. So how could Rav Chisda, and this is a Mishnah that says that you could use Demai for Matzah, and with this concept. But Rav Chisda doesn't subscribe to the concept of Hoyel. So why over there is he subscribing to it? Because only time we found that Rav Chisda subscribes to Hoyel is by a Chumra, but there is a Kula. In the Shalosh Tshuvos Chasam Sofer, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Chof Dalet, he quotes a shayla that he got from Rav David Deitch. He says, Tosfos in the beginning of our Masechta, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, said that me, She'en Lekaka, somebody that doesn't own property, doesn't have to bring in Karm Pesach, just like he doesn't have to be Oil or Regal. Ask this person, why is the halacha that if Pesach falls, Erev Pesach falls on Friday, we're allowed to bring the Karm Pesach? Why don't we say, Hoyle, that since he could have been mafker all of his property, and if he'll be mafker all of his property, he wouldn't have to bring a Karm Pesach. So say Hoyle, and then Karm Pesach should not be Doiche Shabbos, if we're subscribing to the concept of Hoyle. Similarly, according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar in Masechta Shabbos, in Perek Rabbi Elazar de Mila, that holds that you're allowed to even, not just are you allowed to do a Mila b'zman b'Shabbos, but you're allowed to do all the preparatory work, the Machshire Mila. So that we know the Mekoshish in the Midbar, who cut down the wood, was Chayiv Misa, for being Mechal Shabbos, but why do we say Hoyle? They could have used the wood for a Mila. The Gemara in Masechta Yuma, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, very famous Gemara, says, Kayim Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah, Avram Avinu fulfilled the whole Torah, Afilu Erev Tavshilin. We need to understand the Tariag Mitzvahs, the tremendous amount of Mitzvahs to Rabbanim. Why from all of the Mitzvahs does the Torah does the Gemara choose Erev Tavshilin as the example of Avraham Avinu being Mekayim the entire mitzvah? Our Gemara keeps on using the words Hoil Umikle Archim V'Chazile. So ask the Tzlach. The word V'Chazile is hard to understand. What does Hoil Umikle Archim mean? That I'm cooking. I don't need to eat, as we said earlier. I don't need to eat, but I'm cooking, but guests may show up, and they'll eat the food that I cooked. And there's always a possibility that guests will show up. But ask the Tzlach, so why did the Gemara use the Lashon Chazilei, that I'll eat it? The Gemara should have said, V'chazilehu. From here we see a whole new concept. What does Hoyle mean? V'chazilei means that I want to have the food in the house. You know why I want to have that food in the house? Because I want guests in my home. And if I want guests in my home, I want to have an abundance of food that if anybody shows up, there's Baruch Shem food in my house. So the Hoyle isn't dependent on them eating the food. The Hoyle is dependent on what I want. And let's understand this a little better. Hoyle doesn't have the ability to say something was which is a malacha, is not a malacha. Something which is a malacha, is not a malacha. The definition of malacha is that this act, this activity, the Torah said. Hoyo tells us that since this is what the person wants, and this is what his thinking is, that's why it's not an usur digamaisa. And now we understand Taisus. Taisus asked the question, that why don't we say hoyle, that you'll have a chayle sheyesh b'sakana, and if you have Rahman son of chayle sheyesh b'sakana in your home, you could do anything you need on his behalf, and therefore, you should never have chayle Shabbos. The answer is, I don't want to have a chayle in my house. That's not something that I'm thinking about. And the truth is, we find in other areas in halacha that it's my makshava, it's my state of mind that that determines the status of the halacha. One of the most common issues that are discussed in Hilchos Shabbos is boyer. The halacha is, if somebody's boyer oichem b'psoilus laniach, they take separates the food out of the psoilus to put it away, that's considered boyer. But if he does it to eat immediately, that's mutter. So now the question is, how could someone ever be chayif a boyer when he's boyer oichem b'toich psoilus? Why don't we always say that maybe the person will change his mind, hoyle, that he could change his mind to decide to eat it right away? What must we say? That it's my machshava that does have a bearing on the metzias. It's my thought that does affect what is or isn't going to happen. And if I have a mind, lohaniach, that is considered an act of bayrut. The Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Samach Dalel Amud Aleph, speaks about the following case. If somebody shechted on Shabbos two chatas tzibur, he's chayif. And even though that the blood of the first carbon spilled, and it turned out that I needed that carbon, that second carbon, he's still chayif. Why? At the end, what I did was perfectly fine. Because the halacha can't say that I'm going to leave everything in abeyance. And we'll see if you need it, then if you need the second carbon, then you weren't mechal Shabbos. And if you didn't, you were. Because a ma'aseh iser is a ma'aseh iser. The ma'aseh iser, however, can be determined through my machshava. In fact, there's a Rava there in Masechta Menachos, and this is very much Rava Lishitasai, that Rava says if somebody heard that a child is drowning and he put out a net to catch fish and he picks up with that net fish and a child, he's potter even though he picked up the fish, he caught fish in Shabbos. Why? Because what is Rava telling us when he teaches us the concept of Hoyle? Rava is teaching us, let's understand what is this person's intention. So if this person's intention was to save the child, which is obviously mutter, even though he picked up fish, it doesn't bother me. But what will Rava hold? If you had a mind to catch fish and you picked up a child, Rava will agree that you're chayif. Because we follow what was machshava. And the truth is, we find such a concept later in our Masechta. The Gemara later in our Masechta, Daf Ayin Gimel Amr Aleph, says as follows. According to the man, the Omer, that says any Maisa Kilkel is not considered a Malacha, why, when you shech the Karan Pesach, for people who can't eat it, are you chayif? Where is the Maisa Tikkun? Says the Gemara. What you accomplished is that Im Olu Lo Yardu. Ask the Rishonim, it's a Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Says the Sfas Emes. That since the person needed this malacha, he thought that what he's doing is kosher, even though it's possible, the malacha is considered a malacha tzrich l'gufa. So we see from here that a malacha again is determined based on what I think. That has a very profound effect on it being a malacha or not. So now we could come together with the various shailas we've been asking. We quoted the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav. The Rambam said, "Hamvash b'yantav l'kutim oil b'heima oil aniach l'chol ain aloika." And we did understand what is the Rambam saying? Ain aloika. If he holds of hoyel, it's mutter. If he doesn't hold of hoyel, it's aser. So the Rambam certainly holds of hoyel, but not in all situations can we say hoyel. There's a situation that the person doesn't need food today, but he's thinking, maybe guests will show up. Maybe I will still want to eat. That's when we say hoyel. But if the person knows that he's cooking for tomorrow or he's cooking for a behemoth, hoyel can't just say that guests may show up and I may give this food to the guest. Your machshava clearly is that you're doing a maisa iser, and a hoyel cannot change that. The Rambam in Perek Vav says, and we read this Rambam earlier, Suda Shabbos v'yon t'tzurich echono l'fneim. Vim kein, in Bisha b'erev Shabbos, ayidei erev t'shilin. So if you rely on erev shonim, let's understand this. If you're cooking really on behalf of Shabbos, and the way we're learning now, your machshava is what makes up, is it or isn't it? So if you're cooking on behalf of Shabbos, how could Hoyel change that? Tells us the Rambam. That's why the Rambam had to say that Shabbos, that Suda Shabbos can be made on Yontif. Because if Suda Shabbos couldn't be made on Yontif, just to rely on Hoyel, Hoyel itself can't make that mutter. Now we could understand the Ramah. We quoted the difficult Ramah that says that if somebody's fasting on Yontif, he's not allowed to cook. What's understand? And we didn't understand that Ramah. Now, maybe we can understand it. Who is this individual who's fasting in Yontif? He's a person that obviously holds that Yontif, you have to fast, you're not supposed to eat, you're not supposed to cook. Such an individual, Hoyel can't make for him that it's not a malacha. Because for me, Yontif, I'm not allowed to cook. He's not like the housewife that doesn't eat something, but she's allowed to cook for her family. She agrees that you're allowed to cook and eat and everything on Yontif. She particularly doesn't want this specific food. That's why she could cook on their behalf of the rest of the family. And therefore, let's speak about the following situation. Let's say somebody ate fleishiks on Yontif, that he will not be able, it's Yontif Friday, and then tonight is Shabbos, and he won't be able to eat milchiks before Yontif is out. There's now 6 hours till Yontif is out. Will he be allowed to cook milchiks? So he can't have it, but it doesn't make a difference. Because he wants, so according to Ramah, the Ramah says somebody who's fasting is not allowed to cook on Yontif. This person should not be different than that individual. But the way we're explaining, he is different. The person that the Ramah is referring to holds that Yontif, I can't cook. Yontif is a day that he holds as Kula Lashem. So you can't cook for yourself and you can't cook for someone else. This person who ate fleishiks and can't eat milchigs, this housewife that's cooking something that she herself won't eat, is that because she holds it's also to eat this? Or you're not allowed to eat a cook on Yontif? And therefore, it's mutter. And this issue comes up very relevant to certain shaylos. We know that Ashkenazic Jews don't eat kidneys on Yontif. What would be the halacha to cook kidneys on Yontif with the concept of oil? So the Paiskim say that you can't. Because even though if somebody came to my house that does eat kidneys, I would allow him to eat kidneys in my home. The halacha is that I don't eat kidneys. So for me cooking kidneys, I can't say koil. Because koil is what I consider. It's not chazilei, it's chazilehu. It's not chazilehu, it's chazilei. And that indeed, that is the psak of the Chasam Sofer and the Das Torah. The Chazon Ish, however, does say that let's say there's something you don't eat, not because of a minig, because of a chumrah. People that don't eat gebroks on Pesach, what happened, or people that don't eat matzah, that's not shmur matzah, what would be the halacha if Friday is Shvi'i Shal Pesach, and then you have Shabbos is Achron Shal Pesach, and Achron Shal Pesach they eat gebroks. Could you cook gebroks on Friday? Of course, you put that on Erev Tashil, and can you cook it? And he says that you're allowed to. Because he says there's a very big difference between gebroks and kidneys. Gebroks is a chumrah. And if I needed to eat gebroks, if somebody himself had to eat gebroks, he would eat gebroks. That's why cooking it, even though I probably won't eat it, is not a melacha. Whereas kidneys, which is a minig, is much more serious. And that's why I can't do it. So now we could understand the mashal. We quoted in our previous shiur a mashal that said that a person that doesn't have guests can't say hoyo. And we asked the question, are we going to start looking at everybody's habits? I have guests, so by me you can say hoyo. You don't have guests. You don't can't have hoyo. Of course not. Because that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that we have to look at your frame of mind. What do you think is a malach or not? And if you think preparing food, because there should be a lot of food in your house always ready, that is, then you have hoyl. But if you never want, if you always cook exactly what you need for today, and you don't prepare that there should be extra for you, we couldn't say hoyl. And that's why we can't rely on hoyl, that he's going to have a hoyl shesh besakana. On the other hand, we quoted the question of the Kol Zman Rebbe, how could you light the candle based on oil? The answer is, because by you do want light in your house. And once you want light in your house, so that's part of the Tzorei Chayoyim, and that's why you could say oil. Now we could understand Rava on Daf Nun Beis. This person is shechting on behalf of an oral. Yes, the oral can have a bris milah, but it doesn't make a difference. He didn't have a bris milah. And therefore, hoyel can't change that. He oil can make a person that didn't have a bris milah, and like we said, is probably not going to have a bris milah, to have a bris milah. But it can help that I do want to have guests. And that's why we don't say that a person should not have to bring a Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach on Shabbos because he could be mafkez nechassim. Because a person doesn't want to be mafkez nechassim. Hoyel can only help where it's what I want. If it's not what I want, then I don't say hoyel. And now we understand why the Gemara, when it wants to bring an example of Avraham Avinu following all the mitzvahs, uses Erev Tavshilin. Because if there's anybody in the world that represented a person of Hoyle or Mikalei Orchim, that's what I want. That's what I want my house to look like. And that's Avraham Avinu. So if Erev Tavshilin is based on a Hoyle, that's what I want, and that's why it's not a Malacha, Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Erev Tavshilin, because Avraham Avinu was the paradigm of Achnosas Orchim.